we rode the L train from Manhattan to the playground of the world, Coney Island. We being Tony Rivenbark and a couple of colleagues from the League of Historic American Theaters annual meeting who decided to tag along. We were on a mission on our afternoon off to enjoy a Nathan's hot dog, ride the Wonder Wheel, explore the Coney Island Historical Museum, and make a pilgrimage to visit the great Fredini. Coney Island is historically known for many creative firsts and forward-thinking American amusement ventures, including the world's first roller coaster in 1884, the first looping roller coaster, the first hot dog in America, originally called Docks and Sausages, the teddy bear, and this day brought us to a burgeoning technology now becoming available to the masses, 3D printing. In a narrow, old sideshow booth opening at street level, one of the historic stucco buildings on Coney Island is the studio for the great Fredini's project. Over the doorway was a proud placard in red and yellow announcing Scanorama, a process where you were scanned and a 6-inch plastic statue was printed in your likeness, like a little action figure. This was part of a larger historical art project in recreating a 3D printed model of the turn-of-the-century Luna Park at the Coney Island Museum. On the wall to the left of the open-air doorway, fragments of a faded, century-old marquee reading in green-painted lettering, "She speaks 7 different languages," giving modern visitors a glimpse into a tenant from generations past. The space was spartan, with a 4-foot round plywood turntable about 6 inches above the floor. An optical scanner was suspended on a pole which gently moved up and down from floor to ceiling when the turntable on the floor was put into motion. I went in, stepped onto the platform, and was asked by the great Fredini to strike a pose and freeze. The turntable began to rotate, and the scanner started at my feet and slowly traveled upwards, scanning my figure as I slowly rotated around and around. Out on the sidewalk sat the printer in the plexiglass box, with a figure slowly being printed before our eyes. Granted, extremely slowly, as each figure takes about 12 hours to print. We saw a pair of 2 legs up to the knees, with the printer bar sliding back and forth above, laying a microscopic layer of plastic with each sweep. We were told it was going to be a wedding cake topper for a couple who came in earlier. We left our addresses and were told it would arrive in the mail about 10 days later. After day 15, we had wondered if we had been in fact coned by the conies, and began to jokingly refer to it as Scam-a-rama. But in all seriousness, we didn't lose our faith in the great Fredini, and our statues arrived in small boxes packed with care with a personal note. So, if you happen to venture up to the city that never sleeps before summer's end, swing by Coney Island and tell the great Fredini that Shane sent you.